Thanks to our van, RV. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill live from the San Remo Hotel. And we are joined by local legend Sam Doherty.
Yes! Oh, they got
dessert. Our next guest is a Phillip Island local whose inspirational comeback to footy has the Blues on the edge of finals.
This will lift this big Carlton crowd. Doherty, a big fight on his hands, he's had, and he's kicked a goal at the MCG. And look at his mates run at him in numbers.
Before Carlton takes on Collingwood for the Richard Pratt Cup on Sunday, please welcome Sam Doherty.
A local product, first ever Phillip Islander to be drafted into the AFL. Sam, welcome to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Do you spend any time at the San Remo Hotel?
Oh, I have a little bit in my junior days, but haven't been back for a while.
Bloody packed in here.
What about Wonthaggi, where you were born?
I was born there, went to school there, but definitely a Phillip Island boy, that's for sure.
Hey, Sammy, what happened? What happened Saturday night? My God.
Oh, boys. I know. It's hard. It's a tough one. We played the right way and we put in a very good effort, but we just couldn't get the detail right at the end of the game. So cost us a little bit, but as we always say in footy, time to move on and get on to next week.
Well, you probably don't know this, Sammy, but my beautiful partner in life, Lisa, is the most rusted on Carlton fan. She couldn't speak for an hour and a half. Couldn't get any words out.
Nothing wrong with that, Jim.
I don't think she would have been alone.
No,
we were the same.
It's 11 seconds.
Undermanned, and you had the game, you know, in your grasp, and I thought, this is actually a really brave Carlton performance. Outside of the last 30 or 40 seconds, you must have been really pleased with a lot of what happened.
Yeah, we were. Melbourne are a bloody good footy side, and we wanted to match them in the contest, and I think we played in one of the highest pressure games, most contested games in probably for the season, so... we played the game the right way, but as I said before, you have to get everything right at the end when the whips are cracking. So, it was disappointing to take the loss, but we're still in a position where our fate's in our own hands. So we're looking forward to this week against Collingwood.
Oh, what about that Sunday too? Looking forward to that. But you just must be love playing out there with the boys. That's what it's all about. In big games, you must be just love being out there, Sammy boy.
Yeah, I do, and it's a privilege that we get to do it. Me personally, I thoroughly enjoy the game, so it's been great being back out there, and we've had amazing fans this year. The Carlton faithful have definitely turned out in every game that we've played, so we've had some fair crowds this year.
And I know you've been great support to Ben Cunnington, who is very public in his thanks to you for all the help you've given him, and he was a great story on the weekend too.
Yeah, he was. I loved watching him get out there on the weekend. It was pretty emotional pre-game, watching him run out with the kids and Belinda and everything. So it was, it's an amazing story, and being a small part of his journey in terms of trying to help him get through the similar road that we've travelled together. So I couldn't be more happy to see him get back out there. And I think we all saw the joy and love for football that he had. And it's just a subtle reminder that there's bigger things in the game at times.
When you do chat to him, if there are 100 words said, how many are you saying?
He actually probably gives me a little bit more than he gives most, to be honest. So, he's a ripping fella. He's a country lad that he earns everything that he has. And, I couldn't be in more admiration about the way that he's gone about it and the journey he's had to travel and the ups and downs and everything he's faced to get back out there was pretty special.
How much are you looking forward to Sunday, MCG 320, Carlton Collingwood? That'll be a beauty.
Yeah.
Go the Pies. Oh, I've got some Pies fans in here.
No, it's exciting. I think, as I said before, our own fate's in our own hands. If we win, we stay in. So we get to play in front of a massive crowd, and these are the games that you play. 44, and I couldn't be more excited to get out there on Sunday. I think it's going to be an amazing game, amazing spectacle of footy, and we all get to enjoy it together.
Yeah, we're going to get to the detail around the Peter Mac Cup, and we know you know plenty about what an amazing place that is. Speaking of amazing places, Phillip Island, what the hell did you do there growing up, please? Yes. Would you a surfer, or what would you
ride
get up to over there?
Motorbike, or what did you do?
I was pretty entrenched in the footy club, but I tried my hand in surfing. All my mates probably tell me I was absolutely no good, but there were some pretty talented surfers down my age when I was growing up, so I sort of followed them around a bit, but No, most of my time was spent at the footy club, as you can probably imagine, between footy and cricket. That was majority of my childhood, and spending times with mates, as you're probably aware. It's a pretty amazing place down there. So,
and Nat, you've got a little one on the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah, it's exciting times in the Doherty household, that's for sure.
That is very nice. Announced it on Instagram too. Nice little photo there.
So when's that arriving? What sort of month?
Mid-January we're looking at the moment. So,
well-planned.
Well-timed, baby.
I love it.
Hey, well done, mate. It's fantastic. Looking forward to it.
And, some important detail here, Pat.
This week, Carlton and Collingwood football clubs will be raising money, as much money as they possibly can, for the Peter McCallum Cancer Centre. If you can, please head to prattcup.petermac.org.au and donate what you are able to for a worthwhile cause that makes a difference.
No, it does. It's an incredible place, actually, the Peter Mac Centre. So please give generously.
Spot on. Any other players that have come from Phillip Island or this way? Sammy?
No, there's not too many in the league. There's the Hemsworth brothers. They're the claim to fame. And
Do you know them?
Yeah, I don't know them, but I know who they are. That's for sure.
Your thought.
And then Nicky Van Dyke's a very talented surfer. So he's around my age, so I grew up with her.
Hey, mate, you've been amazing this year. Everyone's loved how well you've played, and you're back to your very best, and that is a very high standard. Good luck, not only for the weekend, but for the finals coming up.
Thanks, boys. Hope everyone's enjoying it down there.